This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. New York abortionist Dr. Robert Rowe is facing sentencing this week in the abortion death of Jaime Morales in 2016. Court testimony showed that Rowe covered up serious injuries he had inflicted on his patient. Rowe's attorneys dodged a possible 15-year sentence by pleading guilty to a lesser charge. As the jury was returning from deliberations, he faces at most a 4-year sentence. A second waste disposal provider in the last 2 weeks has quit providing service to Leroy Carhart's late-term abortion clinic in Bethesda, Maryland. Each of the two companies were contacted by pro-life advocates, and while one resisted for a day or two, each decided that providing abortion waste disposal for abortion clinics is a big deal that did not need to be part of their own businesses. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
More allegations about medication killings are coming from a London hospital. Somewhere between 450 and 650 people may have been administered terminal quantities of diamorphine, while only 45% of those were in pain at all. Whistleblowers found cryptic doctor's notes for patients referred only for rehab that mentioned keep comfortable and confirm death. The investigation is ongoing. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.